Schools across the state are bracing for a potential 0% growth in their tax levy next year. And while the latest provisions of an ongoing tax cap won't take effect until the 2016 school year, State School Boards Association says schools are starting to worry now. More from our Capitol correspondent, Karen DeWitt.
According to projections from the state controller, the rate of inflation will rise by less than a percentage point over the next year. The state's tax cap limits increases in property taxes to 2% per year or the rise in inflation, whichever is lower. By the time the rates are set for school districts, the growth rate for taxes in the 2016 school year could be zero. While taxpayers may be happy, Dave Albert with the New York State School Boards Association says it's going to be a squeeze for schools. They have to pay fuel and personnel costs like salary and health care. They often grow much faster than the overall household rate of inflation, he says.
It could make budgeting difficult for schools as they find that they have to make do with the same amount of tax revenue, but yet they have higher expenses.
Albert says while the potential 0% tax growth affects the 2016 school year, schools need to start figuring out their budgets soon, by late fall. They hold a vote in the spring. He says state school aid increased substantially in the current state budget, and many schools added programs like pre-K for the first time in years. He says schools will be pushing to keep state aid levels the same or even increase them next year. State Controller Tom DiNapoli agrees that it will be a tighter budget climate under the new restrictions in the tax cap.
There are other costs that certainly continue to go up that they don't control. I do have some sympathy for local officials who are grappling with a lot, and they, of course, have constituents that still expect a certain level of services.
The tax cap can be overridden by 60% or more of school budget voters, but so far that has rarely occurred. The tax cap limits come at a time when schools are facing other pressures, including concerns about increasing regulation by the federal government, the No Child Left Behind program under former President Bush, and the Race to the Top grants under President Obama have required schools to adopt more testing, including math and English exams each year for grades 3 through 8. Albert says a survey of school board members finds 80% say it's gone too far. He says the negative response stems from the botched rollout of the Common Core learning standards in New York, as well as the constant revisions of teacher performance review standards.
I think what board members were reacting mostly to was the evaluation of teachers and principals. Obviously, it's a state law, but it's a state law that was put in place to help obtain federal dollars through the Race to the Top grant program. And so I think there's kind of a bit of a backlash to that.
Congress is considering bills that would give states and local governments more autonomy. Under a plan pushed by Governor Cuomo, schools have to adopt the latest versions of teacher evaluations by this November, or they face losing some state aid. The state's education department has said it will grant waivers to schools who can't meet the deadline. Albert says school administrators and their teachers' unions are required first, though, to make a good faith effort to reach an agreement by the deadline.
It's not necessarily enough to just make a phone call to try to arrange a meeting, but you really have to sit down and try to come to a meeting of the minds, so to speak.
He says the School Boards Association will have a better idea of how many schools can actually meet the latest teacher evaluation deadline by later this summer. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.